Example two is if you're actually going to strike the strings on the way up. So it would be one and two and three and four and... So now my hand is going down on the beat and up on the end. This is always going to be the case for you guys until we get to 16th notes, which is much later for you guys, for beginners. You're always going to strum down on the beat and up on the end. No exceptions. Okay? This is very important. So, number two again. Now, notice in the sheet that I gave you, number one, the example number one, it has the beats marked 1, 2, 3, and 4, and it has that little symbol above each note of the hand moving down. In number two, on the top, it has the symbol of the hand moving down and the hand moving up, and then it has the example of, these are called eighth notes. Eight of them are in a beat. So we're teaching you rhythmic symbols as well. So in example one, quarter notes, those slash note type things, that's a quarter note for a chord. It just means one beat each. So that's example one is quarter notes, one, two, three, four. In example, and there are four of them in a measure, so that's why they're called quarter notes. Each one has one beat or a quarter of a measure, all right? And then example number two is eighth notes, which is eight of them take up a measure. They're each worth 1/8 of a beat, right? Meaning 1/8 of a measure, meaning half a beat. So you get eight of them in a bar, so it goes one and two and three and four, and your hand's going down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, okay? So do it with me. I'm gonna count four, and we're gonna just do a strum of D chord for several bars of example number two. And you're just going to do down and up. And I'm going to count along as you play. One, two, three, four. One, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four, and one, and two, and three, and four. And again, it's down. Jokes.